Let's get back to our top story, the fallout from Super Tuesday. Here's Donald Trump speaking last night.
Once we get all of this finished, I'm going to go after one person. That's Hillary Clinton, on the assumption she's allowed to run, which is a big assumption. And I think that's frankly going to be an easy race. You see the polls. I beat Hillary in many polls.
Well, Clinton said last night the rhetoric on the Republican side has, quote, never been lower. Joining us now is NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, when we hear people on the Republican side, like Henry Barber, who's supporting Marco Rubio, say, oh, he's got more delegates Trump does right now, but it's a long fight. Is that wishful thinking that things could change dramatically, or is this really early in the process?
Well, things can change. Unfortunately for the Republican establishment, Marco Rubio didn't have a very good night last night. He won one state, his first state, Minnesota. There are a lot of delegates remaining, but where is the momentum for Marco Rubio going to come from? I mean, you have about 1,000 delegates between now and March 15th, some big states at play, including Florida, Marco Rubio's home state. But that is the last gasp, essentially, for the Republican establishment to try to stop Donald Trump and not let him attain the majority of delegates he needs to be the nominee.
And it's not like the turnout is low and this is a small number of people voting. Last night, yesterday, a lot of turnout, record numbers, 1 million people in Texas, 200,000 in Georgia, almost double what it was in 2012 in some places.
Yeah, that is a shocking number. I mean, when you look at the turnout and you go state by state by state by state, and you look at 11 states on each side, and in almost in every single case, Republican turnout was up, almost double in or double in some places, as you point out, and Democratic turnout was down.
Why was Democratic turnout down? Do we know?
Well, OK, so I think we can definitely say for sure that 100% of the reason why Republican turnout was up is because of Donald Trump and Barack Obama. And, over the last, few years in the Obama presidency, the midterm elections in 2010 and 2014, Republicans have swamped Democrats. The enthusiasm level has been there for Republicans because they're angry about this presidency. Democrats were angry about the George W. Bush presidency in 2006 and 2008, and they showed up in huge numbers to give Democrats chambers of Congress back and to win the presidency. This is what Democrats are having to contend with now going into November, whether or not Hillary Clinton, if she does become the nominee, can fire up Democrats. And Bernie Sanders tried to make that message, but it doesn't look like his revolution, quote unquote, is bringing out the same kind of enthusiasm that Barack Obama did in 2008.
Is there still a path for him, though, for Bernie Sanders?
You know, it's an outside path. It's harder for him than even it is for Marco Rubio, I'd say, because even though Bernie Sanders has won more states, because of the proportionality of how delegates are allocated, he needs something like 53% of all pledged delegates that are remaining. And if you factor superdelegates in, he needs something like 59% of all delegates. And that's just very difficult when these delegates are allocated so closely and proportionally.
And up next is Michigan, right?
We have several states coming up next. You know, on Saturday, there's a handful of races with 109 delegates at stake on the Democratic side, 155 on the Republican side, places like Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan on March 8th on Tuesday, and then you have that huge tranche of delegates on March 15th.
That includes Florida and Ohio, two very big states, and
Absolutely.
Illinois and Missouri. Domenico Montanaro, lead political editor for NPR. We'll be watching. Thanks.
Thank you.